Just because I'm homeless doesn't mean I don't have a life, because I do have a life.
That is from the best documentary short subject, Innocente, which was an Oscar winner.
Pretty awesome stuff. We're looking at two Oscar awards right across from us here in the studio. And joining us, the winners, Sean Fine, Andrea Nix Fine. We want to congratulate you first and foremost.
Fantastic.
That is a wonderful thing. And secondly, are you still on cloud nine?
We are.
Yeah, we're flying pretty high.
Yeah. Has it changed your life?
Not yet. I think it's just sinking in. I mean, I'm sure it has. Yeah. I mean,
has anyone called you and said, "I want you to do a film for me"?
I mean, we're working on four scripts right now. We went to the Oscars with four scripts, so and we met with a producer who's interested in possibly one of them. So yeah, we're definitely trying to pursue that.
Now, for the winner, Innocente, did you meet her and then come up with the idea for a movie, or come up with the idea and find her?
No, we wanted to do the film first. We knew we read that 1 in 45 kids in America experience homelessness, which seemed insane because this is something I didn't think I knew about. It was that big of a crisis. So we felt we could really help by making a film. And we thought a really great way for the person in our films, we make really personal films, to express it was through art, you know, their own feelings and how they want to come across. So we looked for 3 months for a kid that could be the center of our film. And we called schools and shelters and social programs, and then we called this guy in San Diego. A Reason to Survive is his organization. His name's Matt Dirigo, and he said, "I got the girl for you. She's incredible." So we met her, and we agreed, and it was a film from there.
You're such regular people for Oscar winners. I'm shocked. You're such nice, regular people. How did this happen?
Did we throw a hissy fit?
You're not a diva at all.
So how was the party afterward?
That was a lot.
Oh, the Vanity Fair party was amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, even because Innocente was with us, and she's walking around with one of the Oscars, and then we've got one, and we're all walking around, and you just have all these celebrities and people you look up to, like, coming up to you, amazing congratulations, amazing speech. The arts are so important. I mean, Daniel Day-Lewis was talking to us, and
wow.
We had Peter Fonda come up to us at one point, and he was like, "Art's so important." And I was like, "Easy Rider is talking to me."
What about Jennifer Lawrence? Like, yeah. Did you get to meet her?
We did speak with her. She was kind of in a rush. It was afterwards because she had the whole dress falling thing, and I think
When they hand you the Oscar, they don't put the plaque on until afterwards. You go to this governor's ball thing afterwards, and there's it's like a bar shape, just like this. And you come up, and there's guys that kind of look like bartenders, but they take out screwdrivers and they put your plaque onto the base of the.
And they polish
now our audience thinks we work at a bar.
Yeah.
Not quite like that, but sometimes it sounds like it. Have your neighbors come over and said, "Can we just take a peek?"
Oh, they were so scared. Like,
they
we
have.
Just I got mean, home, and they came, and they're like, "Thank you." And there's cards and flowers and our mailboxes, and it's
local,
really sweet.
We have a local grocery store, the Brookville Market. They came by and brought us champagne, and were like, "Congratulations!" And
wow.
Wow.
It's kind of the best. I mean, that's what it's about, I think, for us living in Washington. It's like a community. We come home, and there's a community that embraces us and embraces what we do. It feels good.
That's fantastic. Now, your kids were watching at home?
Yeah.
They were very excited. Really,
what was their reaction?
They just started screaming, and the babysitter, and we called them afterwards, and they were, they're like, "Mom, why are you crying?" And I'm like,
they said, they're happy tears.
Yeah, that's
now,
what I was trying to explain.
Your grandfather is Nate, Sean, right?
Yeah.
And is this where the filmmaking line began in your family? And all of it has to come to, are you going to make an RG3 film? Because I know you guys are crazy Redskins fans.
We are crazy Redskins fans. My grandfather was the first one to be a photographer and pick up the camera. And that went to my mom and dad, to my dad. And then my mom as well as a filmmaker. And so I think my mom and dad, for me, really influenced me in terms of what I do. And but I grew up at RFK. RFK was like my playground from age 4 to 16.
Well, on the subject of RG3, you were wearing RG3 socks, and you tweeted them to him, and
I did.
Yeah. He liked them.
Yeah, he did like them. Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with no pressure, no diamonds, and that's just his saying. And there's something about him that we're just big fans, and it was a last minute kind of call, to wear those, and they were good luck. I wore a Super Bowl ring from the Redskins the last time we were nominated. My grandfather's Super Bowl ring. I didn't have a chance to get it this time from my dad, so I went with the socks, and they
it
were
worked.
Good luck. It did work. Yeah.
Did you guys sleep with the Oscars? Did you take him to bed that night?
Well, there, we did not sleep
that
night.
We didn't sleep with him, but because we went to bed about 5 and we got up a little before 7 because you're just so wired. But we had, you know, a bedside table on each side of the bed of the place we were staying at. We woke up and there's one there and one there. And we're just like,
Because I was just going to say, can I take it home and sleep with it just one night?
No. You'd have to ask Oscar, but I think he just said no.
Yes. So fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Excited about you and excited for you. It's really spectacular.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sean Fine and Andrea Nix Fine.